Wednesday, the 15th of September 2010. It is, of course, the day before the papal visit to the UK, and there's been an awful lot of speculation recently, and I'd imagine that probably 99% of the stuff that you've heard in the press has been not exactly painting His Holiness in a very good light. Now, first off, I should say, I'm not Catholic. I do have a lot of friends who are Catholic, the same way I have a lot of friends who are Protestant. I have lots of friends who are lots of religions. It doesn't bother me. So, I'm not trying to fling it down your throat. I'm not trying to put you off it, either. I just think, at the end of the day, for the people who do want to go along and visit, then fair enough, that's what they want to do. I completely respect that. Pope Benedict the 16th is going to be visiting Scotland and England between the 16th and the 19th of September. Now, I have to admit, when I checked out the sort of itinerary, I thought, wow, how come he arrives in Scotland on the first day? And I'm thinking, well, maybe they placed that because they thought, if there's one place in the world where we're going to go that's probably the most dangerous, tell you what, we'll head to Scotland. We'll then judge the reception in Scotland. And if we get a good reception in Scotland, then hopefully the 3 day, 4 day visit will go, not too bad. So fingers crossed, us Scots don't embarrass ourselves or create any stink, etc. Because I think it would be a terrible shame. Because the bottom line is, he is the head of what is essentially one of the biggest faiths in the world. Whatever you deem it to be, whatever your personal opinion is of it, then, you know, fair enough, I'm not going to judge that. Now, let's face it, if you've already hit Glasgow, that in itself was quite scary. Scottish people are quite scary. London, fair enough, London will take anybody. But us Scots, we're pretty fussy. But then to go from Scotland down to London and then go to Birmingham. So, I thought I'd try and find out some interesting facts about His Holiness, something that perhaps you wouldn't know. Now, I mentioned earlier, I actually thought this was really quite funny, I mentioned earlier that he was rumoured to be travelling in by helicopter. We'll get a load of this. Pope Benedict the 16th actually has a pilot's licence. There's a papal helicopter. How cool. So he likes to fly from the Vatican to the papal summer residence of Castel Gandolfo. But, interesting fact number two, the Pope does not have a driver's licence, as he's never learned to drive a car. Interesting fact number three, he has a beer named after him. You're jealous, aren't you? Apparently there's a family-owned brewery in Germany who've created a special brew called Pabst Beer, or Pope Beer. The guy can speak over six languages, I believe, which include German, English, Italian, French, Spanish, a little bit of Portuguese, and then, of course, naturally, he also speaks classical Latin as well. His favourite meal is apparently Bavarian potato ravioli and pancake strips. He's also got a bit of a sweet tooth. He loves cakes, and apparently one of his favourite desserts is tiramisu. But what I thought was absolutely brilliant is that the Pope's got an email address, and apparently he is the first ever Pope to speak in a mobile phone. You can just see the scene now, can't you? A la sort of Dom Jolly. I'm in the Vatican! No, I don't think the Pope would quite say it like that, but anyway. Now you can even listen to the Pope through a podcast as well. The Pope is down with the kids. Insert your own joke here. And I found out all this information on a website which I thought was hilarious called CatholicToTheMax.com. So whatever you're doing on the papal visit, whether it be Thursday the 16th, Friday the 17th, Saturday the 18th or Sunday the 19th of September 2010, if you want to go and be a part of it, enjoy it, embrace it. If it's your faith, fantastic, have a great time. I hope it's everything that you want it to be and more. If it's not quite your thing, if you completely disagree with it, steer clear. It's as simple as that. I'm sure that I would respect your faith as much as you would respect mine, and I know that if I was Catholic, I really wouldn't want to be hearing people bad-mouthing the religion that that's part of me, whatever part of my heritage, etc. So there you go. I think I'm going to step down from my own wee holy soapbox, and no doubt I'll catch up with y'all tomorrow. Oh, did I mention? I've got a day off work. An extra reason right now for me personally to love the Pope. You're rescuing me from my work, Your Holiness. Ta very much.